Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. It is a Tuesday. I call it Super Tuesday, maybe. Two for one Tuesday, where we try to 10x our careers, our lives, what we do, and everything like that. And last night, I don't know what made me do it. I was watching the show Hoarders. I don't know why, because probably there's nothing on TV. It's either that or WWE. That's crazy. Nothing on TV ain't really worth it. So watching Hoarders, I realized I'm a hoarder, you know, and I'm going to tell a couple of stories about why I say that. But, you know, what do I care about being a hoarder, Greg? A lot of companies I have worked with over the years are hoarders as well. I'm going to explain why. And I think I'm going to do a series on hoarding and Agile and Scrum over this week and into Monday, because I got a metric for it also for Metric Monday next week. So we're going to talk about hoarding, and that we're all hoarders, or some of us are more hoarders than others. And I'm going to kind of talk about that. And I'm going to talk about my own experiences too. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Agile and Scrum in a very practical and tactical way. Maybe some truthful, honest, self-honesty here for anybody involved in Agile and Scrum. And we do it so we can bring value to the customer without working crazy hours to get that value and have a little fun along the way. And sometimes hoarding prevents us from doing all the above. So I was watching the show last night, Hoarders. This poor guy, Jim, it was definitely a hoarder. He had trouble collecting stuff. And he would say, and what this triggered in me, was he had these projects that he wanted to do. So he would buy stuff along the way to do a project that never became a reality. And in the end, he collected so much stuff. It just filled up his house. He was going to lose his house. Everything, it leans on it. It was really a sad story, but they did a great job fixing that up. And I realized, one, I'm a hoarder, right? I have hoarding issues because I had the same thing. I got projects, but I want to give you some light at the end of the tunnel. I'll give you one quick, well, let's talk about before I go there. Let's talk about what is a hoarder? Like, what is a hoarder, Greg? And then maybe this will sink in and trigger off some things with people. So I'm looking on my phone. Got my phone. So I looked up hoarder. Anybody can do this in Google. Dictionary, a person who hoards thing. That's a terrible, terrible definition. Compulsive hoarding is interesting. A persistent difficulty discarding or parting with possessions because of a perceived need to save them. And I say perceived need of value or something can work. And this goes in, we'll talk about that in the backlogs and stuff. What does it mean to be, what does being a hoarder mean? A hoarder disorder is where someone acquires an excessive number of items, stores them in a chaotic manner, and usually resulting in unmanageable amounts of clutter. The items can be of little or no monetary value. And I would say sometimes at one point in time, they were of value. Because when you say they are a little value, it doesn't work that well. Okay, we got a comment here. Hey, Greg. Hey, Mitch. So if any of these definitions should be triggering in your mind when you're working with companies, product owners, and things like that. And I say hello to Mitch. All right. So why do I say this? So years ago, what I realized is I have lots of projects in my house. I have lots of projects in my business, just like a corporation, right? We got lots of projects. And over the years, I'm talking ever since I started, like years and years ago, my big pet peeve was stuff that aged in the backlog. Clutter, right? Unmanageable clutter that they're at one point had value, but at this point in time, if we're not going to do it, it really has no value. It just sits there. I was looking at this guy's house and it's there. Years ago, we had a fire not too long ago in my house, and we just got my wife and I, like, we're just cleaning stuff out. Went in the basement, hired one of those people. There's a local company. Who is backlogs are a place where hoarding occurs. People have to be ruthless about chopping off the bottom of the backlog. You know, Mitch, you're right. And that's kind of where I'm getting at. We're going to go through a whole week of the backlog and the hoarding. But one of the things I had in my basement with unfinished projects, stuff, I had pieces of wood, I had parts of something, something I wanted to do something with, you know, trying to be, you know, a scrapper, let's say, not throw things out, try not to be wasteful. But at some point I decided that, yes, at one point in time, this had value and I was going to do it, but I'm not doing it. I got to throw it out. So we hired this local veterans group who helps clean out these people's houses. And we just, you know what? I just said, you know what? If I need it, I will go buy a small packet of something and redo the project. But right now I'm so busy with stuff, I am never going to get to that project. I just had to come to the conclusion and I cleared out so much stuff out of my basement. Though, however, you have to be careful because one of the things I realized is my damn basement's full of crap again. I did all that work, get it out, and it's now piled back up in with more projects, more stuff, more hoarding, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to physically fix that. But in the world of corporate world, people think if years ago we created something, an item in our backlog or feature or whatever, and it's still there, it has value. And I would say it doesn't. That is a clear tail sign of a hoarding company where we spent money on it. Well, we can't throw it out. You have to just get rid of it, clear it out, because all that clutter doesn't allow you to perform. So I'm looking at this guy's house. He has walls of stuff, just like cutting him in, right? He can't get out. And with all that clutter, he can't function. He can't perform. He may think that he's performing, but very, very small. Same thing goes with backlogs. And we're going to talk more about as we do it, how do we do as a team, whatever. But you have to be careful of this hoarding mentality. And I'm going to go through the series, like I said, a series of things on hoarding. Each one of the topics, like tomorrow's We Wednesday, where we're talking about team. Thursday's a retrospective review and requirements, right? Because it's going to get in the requirements. And then Friday's Fun Friday. And then Monday will be Metric Monday. And we're going to talk about this hoarding and how what you can do as a coach, a scrum master, anybody in your group to help minimize this hoarding, take care of it, and get moving on your projects. But I had the convention to make. I hoard stuff. I have unfinished projects. We had our mastermind last night talking about our OKRs with my group that I have for helping us get to the next level for each of us for what we're doing. And part of it, I was listing off all this stuff and I go, oh my God. And then I saw the show and I'm like, I got so much stuff to do. And I realized I was hoarding projects. You got to do one at a time. If you try to do 25 projects at a time, you create a hoarding event, right? Where nothing gets done. Everything's partially finished. And you can think it had value, but until it gets in the customer's hand, it really doesn't have any value. You can work 25 things, but until it's in the customer's hand, it's not going to get there. And this is where the value of the 2-for-1 part comes in that I'm sharing with you. You need to clear it. You need to take the projects you're on and get into a habit of finishing the work you're starting and the finishing the work you're on to get value back into your company so you can progress. When you have multiple projects in your backlog, multiple projects in your life, messy house, whatever, that are unfinished, that it's okay. You develop a habit of that's okay. It's going to slow you down. It's going to drag on you. When I was doing the mental stuff that I was doing for, my mind is totally lost. Dr. Bob Proctor, right? Listening to him, clearing all that stuff just drags you on. And I heard one guy who's a big Catholic guy, he talks about all the stuff in the back of your car. You got to clean it out. It makes you feel lighter, makes you feel like you can take on the world. And we need to do that. Oh, here we go. Mitch has another one. Here we go. What's Mitch's hobby? My hobby whip is ridiculous. 6 or 7 unfinished burn, but we have not get the hung up of finishing things. And that was just distraction, focus, and performance. See, that's the problem I have too, Mitch. I have those hobbies. I have those work in progresses that I didn't finish at home that are not only slowing me down. I'm going to tell you right now. Those personal projects you have at home that you're not finished slow you down at work too, and vice versa. The stuff you haven't finished work was going to slow you down your personal project. Something I realized last night when I was watching that hoarder show, I was like, oh my God, it's all slowing me down to getting to where I want to go, to opening those paths for real good value stuff that's coming in. Because maybe a couple of years that had value, but now it doesn't. We got to get in the habit of closing that stuff out and moving on. The sooner you can take something and just close it out, get it done, the faster your team will get. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow, but the faster you'll get too from your own personal 10X. You cannot 10X your life. You can't do a 2-for-1 in what you're doing if you have 15 projects going on at a time. I see so many people that want to get so many certifications, you know, at the same time. I'm like, whoa, no, get one, get it really good, and then go to the next certification. But don't do 5 certifications at the same time. Do one at a time. Does it really make sense to take 3 certification classes at the same time? No, your mind will be a cluttered mess. You don't want to know what to do with it. Same with those personal projects, like Mitch was talking about, this hobby whip. You know, make space. And that's what I'm going to be doing all this week. I got to clean everything out. I got to make room. I got more stuff coming in that I can't take advantage of right now because I don't have the space. I need to organize. I need to go through same thing we do with our teams, our work. You got to prevent yourself from becoming a hoarder, whether it be work projects, work backlog, your personal stuff, your WIP. Maybe you should all watch this hoarder program on A&E. They do it. It will scare the crap out of you if you're even a partial hoarder or you have the tendency to get there. And I'm going to teach you over through the week how to organize stuff, how to organize your backlog, how to organize your projects to prevent you from becoming that hoarder, which in essence will slow you down. I mean, I can show you the visual. And I will say, it is a serious problem. Not that I'm at that level, but it's pretty bad downstairs. I still got pads and it's not 10 feet tall. And most of it, I don't know where it comes from. But I had a friend of mine, and maybe I'll tell these other stories, but we did have a friend in California when we were out there who really was a hoarder. And I worked hard to help them. My wife and I helped support her and everything. She was a patient of my wife. Ended up having to get her arm amputated, you know, because she fell off her bed and got stuck. And I mean, it was sad. Poor lady. And we tried to help her and all that. It was tough getting up to a hoarder. And maybe I'll tell a little bit of that story, but that was a true hoarder experience and really seeing it from firsthand. It's rough. And what you don't want to become is that hoarder yourself. You need to fight that. There's so much stuff out in the world. We could do this, so many projects. You have to fight off that desire to do that. And that's where Scrum and Agile, how we manage backlog, how do we think about value, helps prevent us from getting there, or at least checks us every once in a while so we can go back in and clear out the backlog. Here we go. Like Mitch had said earlier, backlog is a place where hoarding occurs. People have to be ruthless about chopping off the bottom of the backlog. And I wouldn't even just say the bottom of the backlog, depending on how your value is, but anywhere in that process, right? Stop putting stuff in until you get stuff out, right? Clear it out, finish it, get it done. Don't keep bringing stuff in the backlog if what you have is not done. So anyway, so this is what we're talking about, 2-for-1 Tuesday, 10X in your life. Check yourself up for being a hoarder. And if you have questions, send me a message, text me. We can chat, we can share ideas on how to do it and solving that problem. But, you know, watch that A&E special. Well, it's a whole series of stuff. Jim was his show. It was in South Carolina or something like that. Felt sorry for the guy. He was a veteran and everything. But be careful that you don't become that hoarder. There's a lot of stuff you can watch in the show that you can bring into your experience as a Agile coach and Scrum Master, product owner, anybody on this planet. With that, I want to wish you all the best. happy scrumming. Sometimes you have to confess to move on. Once you confess it, you know you got a problem, you can move on to the next stage. Maybe that's part A. So confess that you are a hoarder so that you can fix that problem. With that, I say have a great day, take care, and see you tomorrow. Bye. See ya.